Let's hear what God has to say to us, and then Tim's going to come and explain to us what it means and help us live for Jesus in light of what we've heard. Starting at verse 24 of chapter 20, John. Now Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We've seen the Lord!" But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands, and put my finger where the nails were, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe it." A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you've seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in his name.
Two ideas I want to share with you this morning. They're both from our True Bible Story. I need to turn my mic on. Two ideas I want to share, both from the story we've heard this morning. You're listening carefully. The first one, and it came out in our verse that we've been learning, is that you can believe in something without seeing it. You can believe in something without seeing it. And the second one is, believing in Jesus gives us life. Really and truly gives us life. Let's start with that second one. How do you know if a person is really alive? I've got a person on the table here. I'd like you to put your hand up if you know a way of telling that he's really alive. Who thinks they can tell that they're really alive? William. He's not moving, is he? Oh, his eyes moved. You're meant to be not moving. Maybe if he moves, that's one way of telling. What else? Chloe? You could tickle him.